The American Legion post in Batesville held its first Pride Day celebration Tuesday. Social media buzz and a newspaper preview didn't turn out attendance, but as I report, the long-term plan is to swing public perception bit by bit. Pride Day at American Legion Post 114 in Batesville looked a lot like a Tuesday. By mid-afternoon, a handful of regulars sat at the bar, sipping cold beer, ice water, telling lawyer jokes, and staring absently at a Law & Order episode. One of the regulars is 45-year-old Colin Brown. The Post's first Pride Day celebration is his idea.
And we have servicemen and women currently in our military who are openly gay and lesbian, bisexual. We have veterans, who many of whom served our country at a point in time when our country didn't serve them back very kindly. And it's time that a thank you was said.
All around the foxhole, regulars call it, red, white, and blue bunting hang from lights and chair backs, but no rainbow flags.
Yeah, I think folks here at the Post might be, some folks might be freaking a little bit because they're thinking that we're becoming something that we're not. And I thought it was really important that we not misrepresent what the American Legion was about. That's why you don't see any pride flags up around here. You don't see the rainbow colors. Folks can wear them, and if they want, great. But we are an organization about serving and supporting our servicemen and women and our veterans.
There are 14,000 American Legion posts around the country. These posts are autonomous. Doyle Beatty, the deputy adjutant for Arkansas, said the state office in Little Rock wasn't brought in on this, though he isn't unsupportive. Post 114 commander James Olson said the day was all about recruiting new members, if possible, and maybe changing the public perception of the Legion.
Basically, you know, we're trying to get more members in here, let people know we are out here to help veterans, support veterans. And we came up with the idea, you know, that this is to support all veterans, regardless of race, creed, religion, sexual preference, anything like that. We're here for everybody.
There's a lot more open-mindedness here, and there's a lot more conversation that goes on that people would be really surprised to find out about. One of the folks who comes here regularly is open about being an atheist. That's a pretty brave thing to do.
In Little Rock, Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas Public Media.